Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild places this world has to offer in search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So this is Becca Ritter, and my daughter Sylvia here is with me, and we are going to tell you a story about a really fun fishing adventure that we went on. Just for a little bit of context, we were about an hour from Bozeman, Montana, and my son Luca was really sick.
But we didn't know that at the time.
We didn't know it at the time, but he had Colorado tick fever at the time. We were waiting on some results from the doctor. So anyway, we went on an adventure. We thought, this will be a nice, mellow adventure. We'll just go in the canoe. We don't have to walk anywhere. You can just lay down in the bottom of the canoe.
Yeah, he can relax.
So we got in the canoe, and we started going down this little narrow path on the reservoir out to the back where there was a little dam. And it was a beautiful day. The sky was bright, and we were fishing and just having the best time ever fishing. But the only problem with being in that little inlet there was that
we couldn't see the weather.
We couldn't see how the weather was changing. Okay, we'll let Sylvia take it from here.
And then I was in this thing, and I was just walking towards something to just see what it was. And Luke was like, "That's a snake! Get away from that!" And I'm like, "Okay." Yeah. And then it was a snake. So
it was a really big bull snake.
Yeah, but it wasn't a rattlesnake. No. And then we went back out on the water to just like go back, and it was a complete thunderstorm. White caps everywhere.
Yeah. The fishing was so good, we stayed just a little bit too long. So, yeah, the water was getting real gnarly. So my husband Will and I were paddling the canoe as hard as we could to get across the channel to the other side.
But they couldn't, so Dad had to tie a rope to the canoe and pull it with me and Luca, my brother, in it.
And then at one point, we couldn't even do that. It was just too wild. So we actually had to abandon the canoe. And so we left the canoe where it was, and we couldn't get back to the truck. Because
yeah,
it was actually across this other
across the river
waterway. So we were kind of stuck on this little area.
And then I found this house, but there was nobody in it. So we just had to keep going. And Luca was really tired.
Yeah,
at
he
that
was
time.
Sick, feverish. We had to wear our life jackets to stay warm and had to hike up like half a mile up over this kind of rugged terrain in the pouring rain. And then
Dad had to swim across this river to get attention of a guy. And then he had this boat, and he ran across the river to get us across. And his dog had gotten bit in the face by a rattlesnake the day before.
It was quite the ordeal. But yeah, basically we had to get rescued off the water, and we had to leave the canoe where it was actually overnight.
And then a couple days later, we came back and got it.
Yeah. So sometimes when the fishing is good, you just got to let it be and watch the weather.